Good morning, Family First. Nina speaking.
Yeah, hey, this is a call for my husband, Steve Freitag. He is my mom's backup caregiver, and I wonder you can help to add my mom under his app.
He would have to just, he's already going to be assigned to the schedule. He would just have to log into the app as a new user. So he would have to download the app and click sign up.
No, he already has the app. He downloaded the app.
Oh, you don't
but
see the clients on, you don't see your mom.
Yeah,
on yes. Gotcha.
Yes.
Did you contact your coordinator? Because that's who's responsible for putting it.
I did, but then they pointed me to you so you can help to add under his app.
Okay, so the only way we can add under his app, he has to click on them three dots on the upper right-hand corner so we can get his mobile ID number. If we don't have his mobile ID.
I do have the mobile ID. I did send it to, yeah, let me just pull it out. I can, give me a second, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a little long here. Can you hear me?
That's the mobile device ID. So I need you to click
Can I text you?
Nope.
I'm sorry.
I need you to click on that spot where you see that mobile device ID number. Click on that and see if the mobile device come up. It's 7 digits. If it doesn't come up, that means his profile is not fully completed. So click on that mobile device ID box and tell me what comes up after that.
When you say 7 digits, you mean the 7 numbers?
Yes.
Just give me a second, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 536
mm-hmm.
4076.
4076. Okay, 1 second. Let me just see if I can link him. 1 second. Okay, so I gotta see what did he put in his profile. Date of birth. Can you give me Steve's date of birth? Because somebody put him in here as December 11th, 2025.
Okay, November 11th, 1966. You asked for his birthday, right?
Yes, you said November 11th, 1966.
Yes.
Let me change this right fast. Hold on 1 second. Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
I'm going to get HR to correct his birthday, and then I'm going to get the coordinator to link him to the visits. Quick question. What days is he taking, the whole 7 days, or what days and shift that he will be doing?
No, he is a backup.
So he's
because
a backup,
of,
so whenever a caregiver can't come in, then you
yeah,
call
because
in.
Yeah, most of the time, this caregiver, Tracy, she will be off on Saturday.
Got you.
So far, that's what she's talking about. And then she may be leaving on Tuesday. That's what we were. Sometimes she's off on Friday as well. So most likely she will be, my husband will be in there for Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday, just a backup.
Okay, so just let us know in advance just by texting the coordinator assigned, which is, the coordinator is Jose.
So Jose,
just call Jose and then let him know, so therefore he'll be able to add him on the schedule.
What do you mean if he is going to be added? He doesn't need to have a schedule right now. It's just a backup.
I know. What I'm saying is whenever the caregiver Tracy cannot work, just call Jose in advance or text him so we can add Steven to the schedule. Whenever
you
Tracy
mean
can come in.
Yeah, to add, you mean add his schedule into the phone, into the my mom's phone? I mean, no. Add the schedule for the...
Whenever Tracy or Tone cannot work and Steven needs to cover the shift, you guys need to call us in advance so we can put the right caregiver on the right day.
Okay, right now, okay, that's fine. Right now, did you add my mom's name under his app, so when he go in to take care of my mom, he can find the client?
Well, it won't be on his app because he's not on the schedule. He's just a backup. So
no, he is on schedule.
When you call in for us to remove Tracy or Tong, that's when Steven will see your mom on his schedule.
So why we have to remove somebody?
He's just a backup. He's not a permanent. You see what I'm saying? He's just a backup.
So can I make him permanent? Can I make him permanent on Saturday?
You have
make
to
him permanent on
Jose
Saturday
to do that.
But then did you? Okay, they asked me to come to you to add my mom this under his. Under he as a caregiver for my mom. So he has to see my mom under his mobile ID, I mean, when he logged in the HHA.
Right. Nope, that you were misinformed. I only assist with the app. I don't assist with adding caregivers to schedules. That's the coordinator's job. So what I have to
do first is
I have to get HR to correct the birthday in Steven's profile. So therefore, his app will connect. It's not connecting because it's the wrong birth date on there.
Okay,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes. I need you to have his mobile ID now and his birthday. Can you add everything into your system so HR or Jose can add my mom to his when he logs in?
That will be Jose's job. That's your coordinator's job. So
give me
about 15, 20 minutes so I can get HR to change this birth date so we can connect the mobile ID number and then give Jose a call and get Jose to add Steve to the schedule on Saturdays.
Okay. Do you have his birthday now clearly?
You gave me 11-11-1966.
November 11, 1966.
That's what I said, 11-11-1966.
Okay, I need you to talk to HR, and then I will talk to Jose. Is that correct?
Yes, right. I'm going to talk to HR right now.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome.